out on the Great Plains, where the grass is short, where the streams are a hard day's ride apart or even farther, where the strong wind blows and the heat waves dance, where the bleached bones of oxen and covered wagons told of our great western migration. It's a vast region east of the Rocky Mountains, stretches from Canada to Mexico. Here on the Great Plains, we fought many a battle and won, all but the last. And we're still fighting that one against the dust. Dark dust clouds roared over Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska, the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Montana. The great battle of the Dust Bowl was on us, and much of the land was abandoned. But some of the people fought on, and with the help of the government, stood off the drought, the winds and the dust, until the rains came again. A period of peaceful farming followed, and grass grew, and children, and some people forgot the winds and the dust. With good crops, some forgot. Until it happened again. Once more, rain was short, and the winter wheat didn't sprout. The grass dried up, and the land was bare again. In February, the wind began to blow. It snatched up the bare soil and filled the skies with dust that covered and killed. It was a national disaster. The President of the United States flew west to view the damage. It was a tragic sight, except where farmers saved hay to feed the cattle. Kept the stubble to save the land. Where ranchers protected the grass from too much grazing. Here the wind did little damage. There was no dust, except the dust brought by the wind from untended fields. Congress sensed the problems of the Great Plains. It established the Great Plains Conservation Program in 1956 to help farmers and ranchers develop the kind of agriculture that could survive another drought. Here, for the first time, was a program designed for a region-wide attack on region-wide problems. In this program, farmers like Art Pember in Kansas are bracing themselves for the dry years ahead. The Pember family homesteaded in Kansas in the 90s. It's good land, but in dry years, the dust blows. The Great Plains Conservation Program could answer Art Pember's problem, the dust. He would enter into a long-time agreement with the Department of Agriculture. He would use the methods of soil and water conservation, proven to work in time of drought. He would be helped with the cost of the job. First, a plan of operations, a conservation plan, they call it, worked out with the help of field men of the Soil Conservation Service. A map of the farmland, the stable soils, the weak soils, where the soil would blow. Art Pember planted trees, trees to tame the wind, windbreaks that would protect his land and shelter the cattle and wildlife. Water is precious in the Great Plains. It may not rain for months. So Pember plows and farms on the contour to catch every drop where it falls. He built terraces on the sloping land, terraces that would hold the water and keep the soil moist long after the rains were gone. Grass the gullies, Pember seeded waterways that wouldn't wash out. He uses wire grass gauges to tell him when to move his cattle to another pasture. Take half and leave half is a saying that ranchers have out west. It means that they let their cattle graze half the height of the grass, then herd them to another pasture. If grazed down to the roots, the grass may die. The land will be bare and dust will blow. When Pember harvests his crop, he leaves the residue on the soil surface. Stems, leaves, and other trash break up the wind at ground level, keeps the dust from blowing. Art Pember of Kansas is doing his share to keep the dust down in the Great Plains. Darrell Hacker has a ranch in Wyoming. Part of it once grew wheat, until a drought drove the previous owners out. The land shows the scars of wind erosion from too little cover during the dry years. Hacker is using his conservation plan to help make this land useful again, to cover the blowouts and abandoned fields with grass. Grass, so easily plowed up for a quick crop of grain, takes years to start again when the topsoil is gone. Hacker has some land he irrigates. It gives him a chance to raise hay. He can feed hay to keep his cows off the range until the grass is ready to graze. Irrigation is specialized farming. You must have level land to spread the water evenly, not drown the plants, nor let them dry out. Water must be saved and used wisely. Keep the ditches tight. Line them to hold the water. A good irrigation plan and a good range plan will save Hacker when the next drought comes. L.S. Woodbury is a livestock farmer in Oklahoma. His land suffered from both drought and torrential rains. Rains had gouged deep gullies in his fields, then left them to dry and shrivel under the heat. Woodbury's resources were not enough. He needed help, the kind of help the Great Plains Conservation Program offers. Build dams where the gullies had been, dams to catch water for cattle, dams that would bring water to the unused parts of his range where the grass was good, but where the cattle couldn't drink. Woodbury replanted his depleted ranges with good grasses. By using all of his range uniformly, having stock water where needed, regrassing the bare spots, Woodbury will be ready for the next drought. Solon Higgins has a ranch in the heart of the old Dust Bowl. This is Dallam County, Texas. Solon Higgins, Rusty, his son, and grandson, Ted. Brave and happy people, these, ready for the worst the Great Plains can offer. Blowouts, bare soil, dust. Their weapon, grass. Grass that will stand the drought. Grass that will not be blown away. Higgins is bothered by yucca, worthless weed that invades the range when the grass gets thin. The grass will not grow back. There is not enough moisture in the soil for both to survive. Spray the yucca with weed killer. Bring back the grass. Help from his Great Plains contract will keep Higgins safe from a new Dust Bowl. Don Hall raises cattle in North Dakota. Much of his range was overused and bare, while his best grassland was not grazed, no water. Planning and financial assistance have helped him. Hall's new program? Manage the range by building stock ponds. Fence the bare spots. Cover the land with grass so it will never blow again. Raymond Farrell lives in the sandhill country of Nebraska, a place of light, sandy soils that grows excellent grain crops during the wet years. But when the drought comes and the winds blow, the bare fields can be swept away. Farrell is going back to a permanent cover of grass. To accomplish this, Farrell first grew a conditioning crop of rye. This cover held the soil until the grass could get established. Tree windbreaks and water for cattle. These also are parts of Farrell's Great Plains conservation plan, his agreement with the government that he will keep his land secure when the next drought comes. There is no magic in the Great Plains conservation program. It is a fitting together of farmer know-how and scientific progress of three generations, with the support of a government that knows another Dust Bowl can be a national disaster. Dust has blown every year, somewhere in the plains. In the dry years, it is worse. But as more and more of the land gets the treatment it needs, as we learn to understand the value of grass and ground cover, there will be less fear of the dark clouds of dust rising again to choke and destroy the good life of the Great Plains. The Pembers, Packers, Woodberries, Higgins, Halls, and Farrells are fighting a battle that is yours and mine, to ready the Great Plains as never before for the droughts that will surely come.